Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Who dreamed a dream?
I was so tired.
And behold, verse 20, and an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David.
Now, what's it here? Obafoni in what the children were, Dayam no kase, Joseph, David ba.
Do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife.
Men, so, sawo befa, Mary, sawo yere.
For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit.
Na dia eshane yamre, eyenyamisu sunkonkron.
And she will bring forth a son.
Na wabewo wabebenini.
And you shall call his name Jesus.
Now, what a friend in Jesus.
For, oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He shall call his name Jesus.
Oh, see, a friend in Jesus.
Because he will save his people from their sins. For all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying.
Now, when you are dead, they say, Baya, and come shall, on Yaminam, and come shall for so share, and the Babem say.
Behold, the virgin shall conceive,
shall be
with child,
and
bear a son,
and
they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Emmanuel means what? God with us. Hallelujah. But you see, Jesus was born. The first reason is because he's going to save his people from their sins. What does it mean? Does it mean that if you are saved, you never
sin?
What does it mean to be saved from your sin? Does it mean that you don't have We don't have the presence of sin anymore. No, it does not mean that. Because you and I, although we claim we are born again, there is nobody who is without sin in his life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what does it mean when he says that you will save us from
their sins?
It means that he will save us from the power of sin. That is the first meaning. Ultimately, he will save you from the presence of sin. But for now, there is a process. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a process where he saves you from the power of sin. And then when you are saved from the power of sin, then you are saved from the presence of sin in future. I'm talking about your everyday practical life. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Because sin has got power. And mankind was helpless against the power of sin. But God brought Jesus. He took away all our sins, put it on him on the cross.
Hallelujah.
Till he became sin. And that means that. We are going to be free from the power of sin. That is the good news.
When you accept them,
that is the gospel.
When you accept them,
that although there is a presence of sin in the world, its power is not over your life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Because he was made your sin on the cross. You can be free, ladies and gentlemen, from the power of sin, from the penalty of sin. Because there is a penalty of sin. The penalty of sin is separation from God. We call death. But because of Jesus on the cross, although there can be the presence of sin in your life, yet you are saved from its penalties. Because somebody carried that penalty on himself. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Sin has got power. One of its power is condemnation, guilt. But because of Jesus being the savior from our sins, we can be free from the condemnation of sin. Hallelujah.
Praise
so
God.
The Bible says that there is therefore now.
And the Bible say, and
can we all say now?
Now.
Today.
And
there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because he has saved them from the condemnation of sin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you should not live your life under the perpetual guilt of sin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm talking about the condemnation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he was condemned for your sins. He saves you from condemnation. So that if there is a presence of sin in your life, you do not bear the condemnation. You say to God, your son bore my condemnation. Therefore, because I am in him, although there is a presence of sin, I am not condemned. Somebody says, a pastor, it means that he is going to so save you from sin that you will not practice sin, or you will not have the presence of sin in your life in such a manner that you will not be condemned. That is not what he's saying. Because if you don't have the presence of sin, then automatically you will not be condemned. But you see, he says that there is no condemnation because you can have the presence of sin, but because of him,
yeah,
there is no condemnation for you.
Hallelujah.
Because he bore your sin and his condemnation on the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Papa B.
Isn't that the gospel?
Now, when
although there is a presence of sin in the world, you are saved from its condemnation. You do not condemn yourself. But you praise the Lord that thank you that your son took away the sin. So I don't live in the condemnation of it. No condemnation is not for the sinless. It is for those who are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Okay.
You believe in his work on the cross.
Now,
he saves you from the power of sin. It is important for you all to understand this. Because sometimes when you talk like this, people think that you are trying to promote sin. No, ultimately, when we are away from this body, there will be no presence of sin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But as long as you have this body, because he doesn't take this body away from you, yes, still the good news is that he saves you from its power. It is important for us to understand these dynamics. Because some people, they think less about themselves and less about the salvation that they have just because they had an evil thought or they said a bad word or something.
Even
some people, their human nature, when it makes them try to sin, like
temptation, hey!
They don't like, they say that, no, that is sin, pastor, you shouldn't come, you shouldn't come. Why did I think about the lady like that? Why did I think about this one like that? And so they condemn themselves.
Hallelujah.
There is no condemnation for you. That is the old nature trying to tell you that I'm there.
Now where you need person catch yourself.
Because every believer, no matter how anointed you are, you still have the potential to sin. If you allow yourself, you will sin right now. And you'll be shocked. But I am anointed. But God uses me. Doesn't mean you are not saved. It doesn't mean that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you need to know how this process, this primary power of sin that Jesus saves us from.
Why
should you know that? Because that will help you to take away the practice of sin from your life.
If
you are always condemning yourself, you will always practice sin in your life. But if you believe that you are righteous, even in the face of sin, then you can overcome sin practically. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is how it begins. Because some people, they think less about the fact that God is with them. Because they sinned. They said, if God is with me, then why should I think this way? Why should I do this? Why did I plan that and all that?
So when you come home, pardon me, who's sister Michelle now, Quetri, and now me who's care, Miss Saminfa, and as I made June Posse, may I say, dear way, say, I'm coming, why didn't
I abandon? I came to give you a Christmas message.
Nana, no, baby, can't bring us so much
that Jesus truly,
say, yes, one cast
2,000 years ago,
and fear Pimian,
his work was efficacious. It was a genuine work that he did.
Was it? Now, Juma, no, no, you're efficacious. Just say, at the moment, efficient, efficacious.
When he said it is finished, I am going.
Was he my real me econo?
He has saved us from sin.
Now, what?
So that you can dare approach God. In the name of Jesus, even in the face of sin, and say the Lord, because of Jesus and the fact that he took away the sin, I am entitled to this blessing. And that is a rock solid foundation.
Hallelujah.
That we must have in our lives. So when he was on earth, he said to a woman who was caught in adultery, they caught the woman in the very act. The Lord said that she should be stoned. God said she should be stoned. Jesus said, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Because when you do not have the condemnation of sin in your life, then you have power to practically not to sin anymore in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why Romans chapter 6 verse 14, let's stand
there.
Romans chapter 6 verse 14. It says to us that sin shall not have dominion over you. Sin shall not have control over you. Because you are not under the law, but you are under the grace of our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Grace gives you power to overcome sin. When you know you do not deserve it, and you walk in the consciousness of the fact that you do not deserve it, then you are going to have dominion over sin. So first you must have dominion over the power of sin. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Not to let sin determine anything in your life, but still believe God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Still believe God. Great faith is when you know you are unworthy for him to come under your roof. But although you are unworthy, you switch to grace. And you say, just say a word, and the healing will take place. Jesus said, what great faith. Great faith is not faith in the fact that you are the holiest in this church. But to dare to believe God, although you are unworthy, although you are unworthy to dare God, that still say a word and let the healing come to this unworthy servant of yours. Great faith is when you know you are a Canaanite. When you know that in the eyes of the Jewish people you are a dog, but yes, so you can believe God and say, heal my daughter, she is grievously vexed with a demon.
And
then the disciples remind you of all your sins
that
drive her away from us. And she says, no way, I'm not going anywhere. She says, have mercy. Grace is the basis on which I am coming. And your daughter is healed. These are the two people Jesus Christ described them as having great faith. They were unworthy to receive, but yet still they believed in the grace of God that it will let me have it.
When you cry for me, no, yes, you come, Master, I'm saying, no, Mujidia soon. No, Monsan Fata, no, Mamma, don't be what yes, Suma.
Don't make a shipwreck of your faith. When you believe, carry it through to the end. The devil will come to you and tell you how unworthy you are. But remind him today that his name is Jesus. Because 2,000 years ago, he saved me from my sins. And so the good news is that I can have the blessing all the same because of his grace. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Wonderful.
Yes.
It's great. You see, that is why the Bible went on to say in our text that all this thing was done. That he will call Jesus, he will save them from their sin. All this thing was done to fulfill a prophecy. What was the prophecy? That a virgin shall bear and then they will call his name Emmanuel. Which means God is with us. I said that God is with you. I came to tell you God is with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In spite of your sin, God is with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to know this. So that the God who is with you is going to help you to overcome that sin in your life. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
The salvation from sin is fulfilling something. That he is Emmanuel. God with us. Because if God is with you, it does not necessarily matter, ladies and gentlemen, whether there is a presence of sin in your world or in your life. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
There was a man called Joseph.
But people are a friend Joseph.
He is one of the best examples of people that God is with.
Oh yeah. If you swear, say Bible.
In the book of Genesis, chapter 39.
Genesis 39.
Look at Genesis chapter 39.
Genesis 39.
And then verse 2. The Lord was with
Joseph.
The Lord was with
Joseph.
The Lord is with us.
The
Lord was with
Joseph.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is not Joseph, the father of Jesus, the earthly father of Jesus, I should say, but Joseph, the son of Jacob.
Where are Joseph at? Now, are you Jacob, but and yet Joseph, or ye, yes, as I say, so papa
says that the Lord was with Joseph.
Or say, no one Yamika Joseph.
But if you look at the life of Joseph,
now here is Joseph Abraboa,
you wonder whether God is with him or not.
Because
Joseph was sold as a slave 2 times.
Joseph, you're turning prenus aqua.
And those days, when slaves are being sold, they sell them naked. Completely naked. Because the buyer will want to know whether the slave has got a blemish or not.
So I must
see him naked. You should turn around and all that for me to see before I buy.
Wasi ansana ya beto akwado e wasu oyi ne hu nyina no otwa ne hu 360 na ya hye se bibi biara ni ne hu ana
o go and buy a slave that is wearing suit
wan e beto akwa wase coat abotai
eh because you are not sure what you are buying
untumi hu ade e shatare na se
so what you do is take off your shirt
you are with shirt
take off your singlet
you with singlet
take off your undies
you with trousers
let me see where before I give you value my money I get my value for money Joseph was made naked before everybody.
Joseph ya dana da cha ewa don bebrenim.
Yeah, the Bible says the Lord was with him.
Ninyina mo Bible si ha na wanya meka no ho.
How naked have you been?
Eh, ye you ho ahiara.
You have even gotten clothing on you.
Who put their wish atare?
Why do you say God is not with you? Why do you say God has deserted you? He was sold to the Midianites. And then the Midianites took him to
Egypt.
And in Egypt, he was sold again naked to
Potiphar.
And Potiphar took him to his house. This is what we are reading. If we read it from the first verse, says that now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt. And Potiphar bought him.
And Potiphar told
from the Ishmaelites or the Midianites.
If Ishmaelites are not from
Midian. The Lord was with Joseph.
Was say now when you make a Joseph.
With no clothes on, the Lord was with Joseph.
And no partner Joseph in shatter. Now when you make a
no. With no family, the Lord was with Joseph.
And no busia puno no now when you make a no.
All his siblings have sold him, but the Lord was with him.
Nene ni ano ma turn and now when you make a no.
As for you, when your siblings show you small.
Hey, so when you.
You doubt that God is with you. I came to give you a Christmas message. That no matter what happens to you in your life, whether you go naked today, God is still with you. Because his name is
Emmanuel.
Which means God with us. As long as Jesus is in your life. Indeed, as long as Jesus is in the world. He is with us. I said he is with us. That is the good news. We have to give to a dying world. That in spite of the sins in your life. Don't you know that God is still with you? That is the gospel. That is the glad tidings of great joy. That although there is a presence of sin, we can still rejoice in his sacrifice on the cross. That God is still with me. I said that God is with you. With no bank account, God was with Joseph. Some of you, when you do not have money in your pocket, you say that God has forsaken you. You allow the devil to deceive you and to give you an Old Testament message that God has left you. Have you forgotten in the Old Testament when God leaves people, can't you see that they don't prosper financially? Isn't that in the Old Testament? That if the Lord is with you, he will bless this and bless that and bless that. They allowed the devil to give them an Old Testament message. But Jesus Christ came and he said that I say unto you, I am giving you a message of grace. Not a message based upon your performance, but a message of grace that in spite of the fact that there may be the presence of sin in your life, it will be fulfilled. Hallelujah. That God is still with you.
I receive it. Was this a normal call? You have no problem. Some of you have a Bible wula ko Old Testament to se Old Testament se wan sumo nyame ya no agya wo agya wo ho wie pe wo hia tete abebre se yare na ba wo so eniti se wo yare wo nyame agya wo na so me ka kire wo se wa powerful from the Jesus wa ba ni dini imano onyame ka wan fa ho boni a wo fam e fa ho adagya wa wo da e fa ho hia wo ni me si wo nyame wa ka wo ho dodo I receive it.
Joseph had no children.
Joseph no ne ma.
No.
No cry.
But the Bible says the Lord was with him.
Na Bible si no wanyame ka no.
Why do you take yourself out of God is with you? Why do you think that God is more with the people who have got 10 children than with me because I have no child?
Na me pesa wo ti asese mra na Joseph wo no nyame ka ne ho ada na wo a wo ni ba no wo yi wo ho afi wo nyame asem ose okan ho ho na wo kasa ne a wo wudu no ono no nyame ka ne ho ada.
I came to tell you that God is with you. I said that God is with you. Abraham had no children.
Abraham no ni babia.
He didn't have a single child. But God said that I have blessed you. You are blessed, ladies and gentlemen. Whether you have money in your pocket or not. Whether you are biological children or not. Don't say that God has forsaken me.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.